Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I'm your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, allowing you to release all heavy, negative, and dark energies. Allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see the light as it moves throughout your chest, moving in all directions, entering your lungs, allowing your lungs to be filled with healing energies, with each and every red blood cell to be filled with light and life-giving energies. Allowing this energy to be carried throughout your body to every extremity. And now see the light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your arms, your shoulders, your forearms, your elbows, moving down into your wrists and the palms of your hands and fingertips. Allow for these healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, moving up into your crown. Activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, activating continued healing in these organs through your deeper breaths and through the assimilation of your nutrients and your light energies. Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, activating deep healing, allowing for the absorption of all of your nutrients and life-giving energies, allowing you to metabolize the light, the life force within your nutrients. And now see the light as it moves into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder, All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, allowing you to experience the highest and the best health that is possible for you right now. Allowing for healing on the cellular level through the DNA. Allowing the light to be absorbed deep within your tissues, your cells, to be rejuvenated and regenerated on the levels of frequency and vibration. Continue to see the light as it moves into the large intestine, the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these organs of release and regeneration, allowing you to have great courage within the knowledge and the knowing of when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And now see the light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired, raising you in vibration and frequency, allowing you to draw into your life all that is good, all that is desired, of abundance, peace, love, joy, and good health. Continue to see this light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords, moving deep into Mother Earth, grounding you and anchoring you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be recycled and be reused by Mother Earth to create something beautiful. Continue to see the light that fills your body as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now moves through each and every pore in your body, now surrounding you in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow this light to be your protection, your comfort, your guidance, connecting you to the greater light of Source. Continue to see the space where you are to be filled with this light as it expands and fills the room completely. And now moving through the walls, the obstacles, out and around you. Allow the light to continue to spread throughout your neighborhood, your town, your village, your city, the state, the country, and now the entire world. Allow the light of Source that moves through your heart to remind you of your divinity, of your connectedness, of your oneness, reconnecting with all that is you, all that is light, all that is love. Continue to see wherever we are throughout the planet, throughout the universe, the multiverse, and any time, space, dimension, that we are connected. In our light, we are strengthened by our light. We are increased by our love in this light. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me. Okay, so now we will continue our discussion on the body universe. And we're going to look at the planets that we call Mars and Jupiter. Now, I will give you the frequencies once again for these planets because we have discussed them briefly, but today we will go in more detail. So the frequency for Mars is 144.72 hertz, and the frequency for Jupiter is 183.58 hertz. And again, Mars is 144.72, and Jupiter is 183.58. And again, all planets have several octaves. These are the octaves that Spirit wants you to connect to them on. Again, we are circling back as we gave you these frequencies in earlier shows, but now we dive deeper. Today, we are talking about the frequencies of these planets to help you tap into their healing power to improve your life and overall well-being. Now, we look at them as planets, but I am going to challenge you to look at them as planes of consciousness. Because remember, in ancient wisdom teachings, we are told that these are planes of consciousness that exist within us. We have only projected an outer world to remind ourselves that everything is within us. It is time for us to understand and understand that these are aspects of the self. So everything that we discuss about them should be looked upon as different aspects of who you are. And we must stop looking outside of ourselves for the truth, for these realities that we believe exist outside, because everything is within us. This is why you feel the resonance of truth within your body. You get chills when someone speaks of something and you begin to have chills in your body. This is the resonance, the manifestation of that same frequency of truth that is inside of you. So Mars is known as Kuja or Mangala in Vedic astrology. And how do we express our energy that we call Mars? Well, we express it when we want to achieve or manifest something. This is a matter for Mars. Mars provides us with the courage and desire to express our enthusiasm, talents, and passion. Through Mars, we can assert our individuality and our adventurous spirit. Now, when Mars is affected by the lower dimensions of the self, the lower aspects of ourselves, it manifests as selfishness in the individual, and you can assert yourself at the expense of others. This is the negative manifestation of the aspect that we call Mars. So we know lots of people that are selfish. And this is their Mars energy that is out of balance. It is being affected by the lower dimensions, by the ego of the self. And it manifests in that way, a selfishness, and how someone can use you or walk over you to get something for themselves at your expense. This is also what we call the negative side of Mars. These people can also become very aggressive and violent. Now, this is Mars out of balance. It is a state of consciousness that is responsible for these behaviors. It is also a state of consciousness that is responsible for accidents, conflicts, and wars. Because we know that people create wars. It is that Martian energy within them that is out of balance that brings about this manifestation. But when Mars is guided by the higher aspects of the self, you can become a true warrior. You may defend support, and be an advocate for others. That is also Martian energy at the highest aspects. Mars can be the very plane of consciousness that you want to tap into to establish integrity in your life. And at this point, it is guided by honor and valor and not by the lower aspects of the self, the lower ego desires of the self. This energy gives us technical knowledge as well. It uses logic and strategy. Mars rules our muscles and our blood and gives us physical strength and prowess. Wearing a gemstone from Mars is beneficial when you are anemic, and it can also aid in the building of your muscle mass. Now, bloodstone is a good stone to activate this energy within you through healing of the blood. Remember, the blood is the basis of your health. If the blood is sick, then you will be sick. So strengthening the blood is the part of strengthening your overall well-being and your good health. This is a Mars aspect, the blood. Now, a strong Mars is good for the reproductive system. And you can see why. Because it takes a drop of blood to create another life form. So the blood needs to be strong and healthy. And this is how it will assist you in everything that you're doing in your life, as well as allowing you to have a strong reproductive system. When Mars associates with the mental planes, such as with your mercurial energy, your intellect, and your moon, which is your emotional self, the mind becomes very sharp, quick, and insightful. However, his association with these planes of consciousness can also result in impatience and rudeness by activating emotional wounds within the self. So you can see how Mars holds many different aspects. And within the Western astrology, we get a lot of negative feedback on Mars. And it is never seen in that positive aspect. So I encourage people to look at the positive aspects of Mars. And I challenge you to stop looking at this aspect as being a planet, but as a plane of consciousness. And the further we go into our wisdom teachings, you will see why this is so. But remember that everything is within us. We are talking about the body universe. Everything is within us. And we have, over time, hundreds and thousands of years, begin to believe in the Maya, the illusion that is around us. We're believing that things are outside of us and they're happening to us. And not that they are inside of us and that we are in some way activating or creating these energies. And so this is what our next step in our evolution is that we must begin to move back in the self and begin to see everything as an aspect of the self. And that is what empowers you and gives you the ability to take your life back. When you stop believing that things are happening outside of you. And so these are just steps in the process. There are many, many steps that we must go over and begin to apply in our lives. But just a shift in our perception, that shift is a great one. And it will begin to show you that everything that we're talking about is within you and that it is an aspect of yourself that you've forgotten about. And so these are tools to help you begin to tap into your power and to free the power that is in you and to begin to use it in your life. So Mars provides us with energy and assertiveness in our life. This plane of consciousness is sharp and gives intelligence and insight. A positive Mars brings out our determination and motivation in our lives. Now, Mars is a warrior, and it is of benefit to wear gemstones for this archetype when we want to increase our courage. And again, bloodstone is one of those gemstones that you can wear. Our independence and our willingness to fight for what is right is all based in our Martian energy. That archetype, that consciousness that is within us, it gives us that spirit of independence and our willingness to fight for what is right. Now, gemstones from Mars assist our determination to follow a spiritual path and to apply spiritual techniques to our physical lives. They are also an aid in self-inquiry. So Mars can penetrate the surface in its quest for acquiring true knowledge. So you see how important this energy is to your spiritual awakening. And it is most important for us to rise above our beliefs that it is just a malefic planet and we need to stay away from it. You need to reconnect to that Mars energy that is within you in order to find balance in your life once again, to regain your power. And once again, wherever Mars is in your birth chart, in your astrological chart, that is where your passion is in life. We talked about that earlier. So you need to have someone draw up your chart for you if you don't have one. Or there are many different sites that you can go to and have them done. But it is very good to have someone to walk you through this process. And I myself love evolutionary astrology. So those are some modern astrologers that I would suggest that you find, or even the Vedic astrologers. But evolutionary astrology, to me, is definitely where we're going. This is an expansion of our awareness, of our consciousness as well, bringing things back into the self and reminding us that this is all within us. Now, let's look at Jupiter as it is represented in Vedic astrology. We have already discussed that Jupiter is known as Guru. It governs our wisdom and growth. This plane of consciousness has an expansive quality and is of a benevolent nature. This is the part of you that is bigger, that is your inner teacher, your inner guide. In Vedic tradition, Jupiter is thought of as the teacher. And through this influence, we can develop faith, hope, and confidence in our lives. When the Jupiter state of consciousness is weak, there is a tendency towards pessimism and contraction in your beliefs, in your ideals, and your life. When Jupiter is strong but imbalanced, then we can become overly optimistic. Too much confidence can cause arrogance and overexpansion. So we have to be conscious of it and be careful of that. There are many positive ways in which Jupiter's energy may unfold in our lives. Wealth, travel, and knowledge are all expressions of this energy. Jupiter also represents our children and, to a woman, her husband. Jupiter is a plane of consciousness that often provides the right opportunities for learning and growth. This expansion can occur on both a material and spiritual level. On a physical level, Jupiter governs our liver, spleen, and pancreas. And wearing gemstones for this energy is beneficial for these parts of our bodies. Strengthening the energy of Jupiter improves our overall vitality and balance within and without. Jupiter has an expansive energy. It wants to grow, This is why it's connected to knowledge, because knowledge has a way of expanding your reality. So wearing gemstones like citrine to activate this energy will increase our potential for wealth, travel, and learning. And there are many others that you can work with as well. But I love citrine for this. It also promotes feelings of optimism and hope in our lives. Jupiter is associated with teaching, and this is an excellent gemstone for teachers overall, for counselors, and for people in any advising capacity. A strong Jupiter energy can also put us in touch with our creative forces. Jupiter governs creative expressions in our lives, and it governs our offspring. So spiritually, Jupiterian consciousness is associated with wisdom and higher learning. This energy is ethical and helps us to act in accordance with a higher guidance. Wearing a gemstone to increase this energy helps us to receive grace and connect with our inner wisdom. This is what we must begin to do. It's used our mineral totems in order to help us expand our consciousness, to bring about greater healing on every level of the self. The mind, body, spirit is all in accordance with this oneness, Whenever we do anything, we are touching everything. Just by thinking something different, you are changing every aspect of your life just through the mental force. And any activity like prayer, meditation, yoga in its proper form, deep breathing, all different forms of activity begin to work on the mind, the body, the spirit, the emotions. So we can work on ourselves in many different ways. And I am encouraging you to begin to use these frequencies to activate this deeper healing in your life and to begin to reconnect with these aspects, these deeper states of consciousness that exist within you. So once again, the frequency for Mars is 144.72 hertz and Jupiter is 183.58 hertz. And you can also order those tuning forks. Just look them up. Look up the tuning forks for all of the different planets. You can work with them in that way, or you can work with them simply through meditation, focusing on this number because it activates with intention the frequency of this planet within your body, mind, spirit complex. For more information on Vedic astrology, the Vedic astrology, go to northernlightsvedic.com. Northernlightsvedic.com. They really assisted us today with more information on Mars and Jupiter. It's a great site. I recommend them. It's hard to find a really good site out there today that gives you like really good comprehensive information. And this is definitely one of them. So I suggest that for you. Now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on Native Earth astrology and discuss the Turtle Clan. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. We will now begin our discussion on the Turtle Clan. This includes the Beaver, Brown Bear, and Snow Goose people. You were born into the element of Earth, and this is where your powers are and your responsibility to Mother Earth. Turtle Clan people hold the energies of Earth within them. This is the most stable of all the elements, and it gives this clan the ability to create stability in their lives and in the world around them. Turtle Clan people are rooted in the power of the Earth and their ability to sustain others. As a result of this strong connection, that they have to the planet on which we live. When turtle people settle in an area or a relationship, they send deep roots into the earth to provide a stable base on which to build their lives. When this clan makes friends, they are usually friendships for life, unless you do something that conflicts with an ideal that they cherish more than your friendship. They are people who tend to be the foundation stones of their family, friends, and businesses. Turtle Clan people are very loyal. Once they decide that something or someone is right for them, they are very firm in their decision. It can be more difficult for them to change their minds, but some are easier to do this than others. These people are constant in their opinions and ideas, and because of this trait, they can be a great source of security as well as frustration for some who know them. Some people call them stubborn, but woe upon you if you tell a turtle friend that you will do something with them and then change your mind for any reason less than an emergency. Turtle people keep their word and they find it difficult to understand people who do not do the same. The members of this clan have the ability to embody the concepts of growth and as well as stability because their earth element gives them this. These are attributes of the earth, and this gives them also the power to change their mind because turtle people must remember that they do have this fixed nature, but they also have the ability to grow, and they can grow in new ways of seeing things. So you must avoid creating a hardness in your mind, becoming like stone in your thinking. You must remain flexible so that stiffness does not settle into your body as a result of your inflexible way of thinking about things. Now, once Turtle Clan people are rooted and grounded, they will help their family, friends, business, and other ideas to grow. This growth is solid as it is built steadily, not hastily or quick. Any changes that they make are usually permanent. Turtle people are meticulous and very thorough in their thinking. Their planning is solid. When they are balanced and rooted in the earth, they believe in seeing things through. You can count on them. They will be there till the end, even if it means that they may end up with the short end of the stick. They have the courage and tenacity to face their challenges head on. Turtle people teach others by example. They walk their talk. This, again, are the ones that have found their balance and are rooted in the energy of the earth. Members of this clan sometimes appear slow, even clumsy, but this is often just an outward appearance. Like the turtle, they are intelligent and crafty, and most often win the race with whatever hair they are racing against. These people often attain any goals that they seek simply by continuing to move forward long after others have given up. Turtle Clan folks tend to be self-sacrificing as well. If they see a place where they can be of service, they will strive to fill it, even if it means giving up the things that they are supposed to be doing in life. Because of their bravery and stubbornness, they find it hard to remove themselves from situations and people that prove to be unsustainable. This can make them a martyr to a cause or a person that they should have left long ago. Now, one of the faults of turtle people is that they can put others first and forget about themselves. You need to realize that you cannot help anyone else if you are not helping yourself first, Turtle Clan people. And that is one of your greatest weaknesses because you do love people so much that you will be self-sacrificing. And in some cases, when it comes to your children, that may be appropriate for a period of time. But in an overall view of your life, you want to avoid this state of consciousness of being self-sacrificing. Now, when we're dealing with the children, of course, there's a period of time that you're going to be self-sacrificing because all of your energy is going to be about raising them, bringing them up until they're able to take care of themselves. But if you find yourself in your later years still self-sacrificing for your children, then you are doing too much. And this is really a great fault of the turtle people. They will find themselves in this predicament very often. So be conscious of it. Be very much aware of it. Another thing that is a great fault for you is to make yourself a martyr for a cause or a person. Now, in personal relationships, you may find yourself, and we're going to talk about relationships once we're done with this. Next week, we start going into relationships because this is very important for you to understand the relationships of elements and how they connect or they don't connect. And this is why we're going through the elements. This is part of the earth astrology to teach you what you are made up of. You're made up of elements. Which elements are stronger in you and which elements are weaker in you is based on the time that you were born into the sacred hoop of life. And many other aspects of your personality also add to this. But this is one of them. And I encourage everybody, if you know your rising sign, your moon sign, to also look up those totems, look up what are those people according to native earth astrology, because you may find that you connect more with one than the other simply because of your energy. And we know that in Vedic astrology, the rising sign is the most important because this is the energy of your soul. This is the energy of your soul. So this is very important. But I know that everyone seems to be relating very well to these, but I also encourage you to look at those for yourself as well, because there's much to be learned about this. And as I always remind you, that we are all made up of everyone within the sacred hoop of life. We all have all of the aspects within us, but some of them, due to our time of birth and this incarnation, are stronger within us. And that's why a birth chart would be good for you to use as well, for those of you that are interested in that. Now, I'm speaking to Turtle Clan people about making themselves martyrs to a cause or a person, because once again, this is the self-sacrificing aspect of you. And when you find yourself in a relationship, whether it is an intimate relationship, a friendship, a job, or something of this nature, you can be the one who will sacrifice yourself so much so that you actually martyr yourself for that job, for that friendship, for the relationship. And this is why we're bringing this to your conscious mind, that we're in a time when you must rise above that because you have a greater purpose on this planet. And it is not to martyr yourself for causes that have no more sustainability, okay? So some things need to be just left alone, prayed over, and move on. And that's what you need to learn how to do, Turtle Clan people. Now, if you are a member of this clan, you need to know how powerful you are and the magic you hold within you, because you came here to do something great in this life. And we need you. We need you to be wide awake. We need you to know your power and to begin to activate it within you. The earth element that is strong within Turtle Clan people relates to a maternal or mothering energy. And this is why you have that need to mother over people. And you can find yourself doing that in relationships and doing it too much where you smother people. But this Earth element relates to the maternal energy, both the receiving of mothering and the giving of mothering. And by extension, physical and emotional nourishment. You're very good at this. You're very good at counseling people, at showing people that you are there for them. You are emotionally supportive of them. Now, in addition to balance and nourishment that you give people, the virtue of the earth element is integrity. Integrity refers not only to keeping your word and honesty, which most of the time these people are very good about, but it also relates to the body, the integrity of your body. Now, although earth is a yin element, which is a feminine energy, it can exist in either a yang or yin state. So we know we are made up of both the masculine and the feminine energy. Now, when earth expresses itself as a masculine yang energy, its color is yellow, and it is symbolized by a heel. You'll see this in artwork. It's very powerful. Lots of things in artwork. Now, that is the earth being symbolized as yang masculine energy, and the color will be yellow. It is a heel when you see it in a picture form. Now, when earth expresses in a feminine yin energy, its color is gold. It's a golden color, and it's symbolized by a valley. And we've all seen this in different pictures. And so now when you look at art, you will look at it in a different way, because everything is symbolic and represents something. Everything outside of you is representing something much deeper within you. Now, earth elemental personality traits are stable, practical, reliable, industrious, empathetic, which means you feel people's energies. You're honest, kind, and prudent. These are very positive personality traits when these earth elemental people are in balance. They do believe in the value of friendship. They place a lot of energy into friendship. Now, people ruled by the earth element do well to meditate and to nourish themselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And we have to tell you this because you're always the last one to do that for yourself. So just reminding you to nourish yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Now, you must learn to develop clear boundaries, and you need to learn how to take care of yourself first. Big, big deal, okay? Now, the challenge for earth types is to honor your sympathetic nature. I'm not telling you to stop being the beautiful people that you are. You need to honor that, but you need to also set boundaries, clear boundaries with others so that people aren't stepping all over you. Think about the earth. We walk on it, right? So this can become an aspect of your personality that you let people walk all over you. So you have to set strong boundaries in order to take care of yourself. This is very important. You must honor that sympathetic nature that you have. Continue to show great kindness to others, but also have great respect for yourself. So you will find that this is echoed and mirrored in every aspect of who you are. Now, in our bodies, earth is our flesh, our muscles, and what we are made of, and therefore what we metabolize from food. It is our digestive system and where we compost our waste. Earth's body organs are the stomach and the spleen and the pancreas. Earth types should avoid foods that antagonize the stomach because they may have a disposition for stomach disorders. That is where you will find if you're out of balance, then it'll be hard for you to eat certain foods. And when you are adjusting your energies, this is the first place that you will find it. You have to change your diet as you're adjusting to higher frequencies, higher vibrations. Or it can manifest as ulcers and indigestion. You'll find this. Now, a weak spleen can cause immune system problems for you as well. So this is going to be due to too many toxins in your diet, due to poor assimilation of your nutrients. You need to be conscious of your spleen and work to take certain herbs and vitamins and nutritional supplements in order to assist your spleen to be strong. Now, since the sweet taste is associated with the earth element, earth types can develop a sweet tooth. They must avoid the tendency to indulge in too many sweets and rich desserts. And I'm sure you've told yourself that on many occasions. Now, stomach illness and earth imbalance are indicated as deep sagging facial lines from the base of the nose to the outer corners of the lip. This is one indication that the stomach is weak and that you have earth imbalance within the body. You will see the sagging facial lines from the base of your nose to the outer corners of the lip. So when your earth energy is in balance, you are the most beautiful people anybody would want to be around. You are well-grounded, you are nurturing, you are compassionate, and this is sometimes depicted as the archetypal Earth Mother because you truly embody this energy, this archetypal energy. Now, when Earth is harmonious, and this goes for everybody because we all have this element within us, when this element is harmonious within us, we feel confident, at ease, comfortable with life. Everything is practical for us. It's easy for us to be present, free, and accepting and receptive of energy, of knowledge, and different on different levels. Earth people like to bring others together and make good mediators and peacemakers, as well as reliable friends. They often enjoy both preparing food and eating it. They will always have a larger build than average. So depending on your background, the people that you come from, your body type will always be a little larger than average. And this will go be as true for the water type people. So earth and water elemental people always have a larger build. Their bodies are a little bit larger, right? Now, when people have weak earth within them, weak ki within their body, weak energy forces, they can become worriers and meddlers. They can create problems. They are prone to deep thought. So when your earth energy is starting to get weak and you need to recharge, it's very easy to recharge your earth energy. Just get outside. Get outside, take your shoes off, put your feet on the earth, and really ground yourself. Go hug a tree. Do something that really grounds you and reconnects you to the earth. Or even on the inside of the house, people have literally brought in earth in their pots, in big flower pots, and they set their feet in it in the wintertime when you can't get outside and put your feet on the ground. So that's also a very good idea to have a nice planter or flowers and plants. And these people will always have a house full of plants, beautiful plants, very lush plants. You can also put your feet in the planter and in your home. They have earth mats, the earthing mats, but it's not the same as touching the raw earth. And it's a beautiful connection that you can take with that. So remember that when your earth energy is becoming imbalanced, you will become a worrier and you can become a little meddling in other people's lives or your children or something of that nature. Now, when earth is out of balance, we can often feel ungrounded, uprooted, never satisfied, always in doubt, and do not trust anyone, and sometimes not even ourselves. So this is when earth, the element of earth, is out of balance. And again, that goes for everybody because we all have this within us. Now, because of this, it is easy to feel abandoned When you start feeling that energy of abandonment, your energy is out of balance. Your earth energy is totally out of balance. You'll feel abandoned, out of place. You feel awkward, self-conscious, and ill at ease. Now, they may overwork, especially in studying or other intellectual work as well. So when you're out of balance, this will cause you to do things that throw you even more out of balance. You become vulnerable to digestive problems and diarrhea as well. Now, you may gain weight easily at these times and have much difficulty losing it. Your bodies will have the tendency to make excessive mucus as well, earth elemental people. And your bodies may suffer from cloudiness, cloudy urine, cloudy thinking, lack of clarity altogether. This affects you physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Now, the negative emotions that imbalanced earth creates within everybody is becoming prejudiced, biased, begin cheating at things, lethargic, the inability to move around, become fake, you know, artificial, very superficial personality, unfair, awkward, imbalanced, inconsistent, shaky, envious, and unfriendly, inhospitable. These are absolutely the opposite energies that you should be in. So if you find yourself becoming like this, being blaming and very judgmental, then your earth element is completely out of balance. Now, when it is in balance, then you will experience positive emotions. You will be fair, spontaneous, genuine, harmonious, elegant, practical, centered, rooted, stable, consistent, balanced, solid, very satisfied in your life, on time and in tune, very sociable, hospitable, and nurturing, and very supportive of your friends and family. Now, this is the best you. This is the best you, Earth people. This is the best you, Turtle Clan. So really grab hold to that. Now, quickly, the Beaver people, you have the power of earth and water. Your mineral element is the Chrysocolla. It helps balance your earth and inner sky. You are the builders that rarely look up to the heavens. So you must awaken the energy within you to help you evolve into the powerful beings that you are. You came here to help others find their way from the earth and the water into the higher realms, into the sky. Now, the brown bear people, you have the power of earth and fire. This is amethyst, is your mineral totem, and you must remember the powers within you. This is why you are the protectors of truth. It is your job to bring others to find their inner truth, to teach them how to protect themselves and to be the best people they can be. The snow goose people, you have the power of earth and air. Quartz is your mineral totem. You hold great wisdom within you, and you are here to remind us of this lost knowledge. You are all very powerful when you work together as a clan. You are here to teach humanity how to respect and love the earth, and that includes our bodies and our minds. I love you, Turtle Clan people. Keep doing what you're doing. Tune in next week as we discuss the relationships between the clans and the elements. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.